Well, good afternoon, everybody. I see that the weather's a little bit better and we have more people here today, and that's great. Well, if you'd like to open your Bibles up to Luke 18 and verse 8, we'll read an interesting statement by Jesus Christ. So let's break into the middle of Luke 18, 8, and we'll read this. When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? I found this to be a very thoughtful, provoking statement. Here Christ is talking about the time in the future when he returns the second time to the earth. And the implication here that faith is going to be in short supply in the world. But what faith is Jesus talking about? Well, it cannot be the existence of Christ and God the Father in doubt, because even the demons know about the sovereignty of Christ and God the Father. When Christ returns, will he find a people who believe how much God loves them and consequently will place their trust in God, no matter what the physical evidence looks like? This is the faith of Christ that is being spoken of here in Luke 18:8. Every day we are confronted with challenges, trials that could sway us away from God and severely try our faith in God. Today, let us look at the enemies of faith. By overcoming the enemies of faith, we are given the opportunity to let our light shine and grow into and become a man or a woman of godly faith. But before we look at the enemies of faith, let's look at a good Bible definition of faith that can be found in Hebrews 11, verse 1. The New King James Version says this: Now faith is the substance or realization of things hoped for, the evidence or confidence of things not seen. Now the New International Version simply states this: Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. None of us have actually seen Jesus Christ, God the Father, and surely we have not yet seen the kingdom of God. But our faith in God says all this is real and is certain. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 4 about the faith of Abraham. In Romans 4:20 and verse 21, we can also obtain a different definition of faith. Now, if I read it now in Romans 4, verse 20, he, that is Abraham, did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. And in verse 21, there's actually a different definition of faith. It says, and being fully convinced that he, as God, had promised, he was able to perform. Here we see that our faith is our conviction, our belief in what God says, that God says it, God will do it. Now let's look at the three enemies of faith after we have just defined faith. And they're in no certain order, but the first enemy of faith I'd like to talk to today is fear. In Matthew 8:23 and verse 26, if you go to there, we'll record an event of Jesus and his disciples. So in Matthew 8 and 23, we'll read this. Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea so that the boat was covered with waves. But he was asleep. Then the disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But he said to them, why are you fearful, O of you of little faith? Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. Here we see a situation where the disciples had no control over the waves and the sea there, and they began to fear for their very lives. How many of us have been in similar situations that look very bleak, and we have become full of fear? Fear can disable us to the point where we can't really move. Fear can overcome us when we have to speak in public, when we suffer from an illness, being alone, or even being unemployed. Fear is the enemy of faith that can prevent us from seeking God as we should. But when we are fearful, that is the time when we need to seek God and His comfort. The second enemy that undermines our faith is doubt. Matthew 14 records an event with Jesus and his disciples. Now they saw Jesus walk across the water towards the boat there on the Sea of Galilee. And Peter asked Jesus if he could do the same thing of walking upon the water. And Jesus told him, come on out. And Peter did. Now let's read Matthew 14, verse 30, which says this. But when he saw, we're talking about Peter now, but when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why do you doubt? The lesson for us here today is that when we take our eyes off Christ, just like Peter did, and focus elsewhere in our lives, doubt will creep into our faith. We live in an age of doubt. Our educational systems, the news media, the entertainment industry are overwhelmingly secular in nature and take the opportunity to undermine godly principles and what God says in the Bible. We see a society that is fed on this information over many generations in this nation and in the world. And they see that people have moved towards a material world. More and more people are now excluding God in their lives. The consequence is that fewer people know what God expects from us. Even though we live in an age of doubt and materialism, God said there will be a remnant of His people that will have living faith when Christ comes. Worry is a third enemy of faith that we will look at today. And Jesus has cautioned us not to worry. If you go to Matthew 6, in verses 25 through 34, we'll read these selected verses, and then beginning in verse 25. And Jesus is here talking to the multitudes. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body and what you will put on. Is life more important than food, and the body more than clothing? Now let's drop down to verse 30 and read this. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Now let's drop down to verse 33. And here we'll see what we need to do. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own troubles. Once again, we see that Jesus is talking to the multitudes, and notice that they had little faith, and notice their worry. Today's news about increasing gas prices and the war in Iraq and the mortgage mess in this country and the decline of the U.S. dollar compared to world currencies are but just a few of the topics mentioned today that caused many people to worry. Jesus said bluntly that we need to seek the kingdom of God with all our heart. And the end result is that God will take care of us. Today we have looked at three great enemies of faith: fear, doubt, and worry. Now don't be discouraged if you think you lack faith, and don't despair. The Bible has shown us that men and women of powerful faith have struggled at times with faith testing trials and circumstances. We may have a severe problem in our lives. Take, for example, the problem that's mentioned in the Bible about the man who had a son who was demon-possessed. And he asked Christ to heal him. Remember what Christ said? Christ told him that all things were possible who believes. That man knew his faith was weak. In anguish and in tears, he cried out to the Lord and said, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." We see that Christ did not condemn or refuse to help the man with little faith, and it was weak in that area. Now, nor will Christ turn away from us when our faith is weak. We need to pray to God without ceasing. And last week, Mr. Luker said something that, while he didn't know the topic of my sermon, I thought was very appropriate. He said, to those who weren't here because of the weather, he said this: you don't build faith overnight. You don't build character overnight. The trials of faith, of fear and doubt and worry, over time will strengthen our faith, so that time comes when the really big challenges come, we will be found faithful and loyal to God. And by doing so, we have developed a very close relationship with God Almighty. In doing so, we can overcome the enemies of faith, fear, doubt, and worry.